Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. In our experience of Knights of the Old Republic, when we last left off, we were standing outside the cantina on the planet of Terrace. Now, let's go and enter the cantina. We've already talked to the Sith armor, the Sith, this guy in Sith trooper outside the cantina. And there's actually some really cool, like, I didn't even notice this last time I was here, but there is, like, signs outside the cantina which shows drinks and stuff like that, which is really cool. Let's enter the cantina. All right, we've entered the Upper City Cantina proper, and we see in front of us a couple screens on the left-hand side and the right-hand side. Sorry, the right-hand side. We see a Pazak table, which is a card game we can play later. And we see a few people in the room. Left from the left to the right, we have Christia, Nikolos, and Garuk. Let's talk to these folks and see what they're about. Starting with Christia.
Don't you just love watching the Pazak players? All that strategy, all those credits. It's enough to make a girl get all flushed.
Oh, well, Christia, you are very much into that sort of thing, which is really nice. Okay, well, she is just into Pazak players, apparently. Let's talk to Nikolos.
What do you want? Have you come here just to bother me, or do you wish to test yourself against the best Pazak player on Taurus?
I'm sorry, who are you?
My name is Nikolos. I'm the unofficial champion of the Pazak circuit here on Taurus. If you don't mind losing your wager, we could play a few hands.
I'm sorry, I want to give Pazak a try, but I don't have a deck.
You don't even have your own deck? Then why are you bothering me? You can't play Pazak without your own deck. If you're serious about Pazak, go speak to old Garuk on the other side of the tavern. His gambling days are over, and he's looking to sell his deck.
Okay, so if we want to start playing Pazak, we want to talk to Garuk, who we actually noted is in here. Now, we only have 177 credits, so I don't believe we're going to be buying our way into... Let's see how much it costs. Oh, there's a couple monitors as well here. Those are the two screens. Let's take a look at the monitors before we talk to Garuk. There says there's no action in the duel ring right now, so the monitor is blank. And that seems to be the way on both monitors here. Let's talk to Garuk.
Hello there, youngster. You interested in buying the Pazak deck of an old man looking to get out of the gambling game? Just 50 credits and I'll sell you all my cards. I'll even throw in a free lesson to boot. It's a great deal, if you can afford it.
Wait, who are you?
My name's Garuk. I used to be a card shark, one of the best Pazak players in the Outer Rim. But that was before I retired from the gambling life.
You're giving up gambling? But why?
Don't get me wrong. The game's been good to me over the years. I've traveled the span of the galaxy, from the core worlds to the farthest reaches of the Outer Rim. I've won countless fortunes, and lost countless more. But that was long ago, and things have changed. Gambling is a young man's game. That's why I'm looking to get out. My offer still stands. 50 credits gets you my old Pazak deck and a free lesson. A great offer if you can afford it.
Okay. Sure. I'll buy your deck then.
Glad to see you're interested in the grand old game. The rules are pretty simple. Here, I'll load them up into your data pad so you can check them out anytime you want. Good luck. I hope the game's as good to you as it was to me. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
You know what? I actually would like a Pazak lesson. Okay, so we open up into the Pazak screen, and it tells us before each Pazak match, so we're going to play some cards here on the audio, and I'll try to explain what's going on here. It says, before each Pazak game, you must select 10 cards to form your side deck. Four of these cards will be randomly drawn to form your hand during the match. A basic Pazak deck has two of each card, numbered 1 to 5, available to create a side deck. You'll find other side deck cards as you play Knights of the Old Republic with values ranging from plus minus 1 to plus minus 6. Select 10 cards to form your side deck now. Well, since I only have 10 cards, let's just select all of them. All right, let's click play. Are you sure you want to use this side deck? That's the only side deck I've got. So we've chose two ones, two twos, two threes, two fours, and two fives, and we're going to click OK. It says the object of the game is to have your face-up cards deal total face-up cards total higher than your opponent's hand without exceeding a grand total of 20. Okay. If a player's total is greater than 20 at the end of a turn, the player busts. A player wins the set. The opponent wins the set. A player must win three sets to win the match. All right. The first player draws a card from the main deck and plays it face up to begin their turn. This is done automatically. I drew a two, okay, from the main deck. This is your hand for the match. It is made up of four cards randomly chosen from the side deck you selected earlier. These cards have to last throughout all of the sets of the match. Okay. It says after drawing a card, the player has an option of playing one of the cards from their hand. You can only play one of your cards each turn by dragging it into the board or by double-clicking it. Playing a card from the hand is optional. If your total is over 20, after your draw and you have a negative card in your hand, you can play it to bring it back down to 20. During your travels, you might find cards that can be played either in negative or positive value. These cards are very rare, but they give Pazak players a strong tactical advantage. A hand card must be declared as positive or negative before it can be played. While it is in your hand, you can flip it back and forth, but once it is played, it cannot be changed. A player's turn is over when they select this in turn or stand. If you choose in turn, you will draw another card in your next turn. If you choose stand, you will not draw anymore, and you will not play any more cards from your hand until the next set of the match. You may now choose to play a card from your hand to end your turn or to stand. Now, are these... Do I want to play anything? You know, we'll play a... No, let's end the turn. Because here's my thought. I got a two on play. I don't know what's coming next. It can be any number from the main deck. And I don't know what my opponent's going to get. So let's do in turn. Your opponent uses the same rules as you do. Each turn, they draw a card. And then they have to option to play a hand card, in turn, or stand. They got a six on the play. We now have six on the play with a two and a four. All right, we're going to end our turn. They got a one. We ended with an eight. Now, if we go with a five, that'll put us at 19. So we're going to put ourselves at 19 and then stand. They got an 11, a 16, and a 20 exactly. The player's total is exactly 20. They automatically stand. The opponent continued play until they bust or stand. They won the set. Okay. The match continues until one player has won all three sets. Ties do not count. You're never given more hand cards in the match, so use all four cards you have carefully. All right, let's see if we can win this thing. We got a 9 on the first turn. I think that's the highest card. We're going to end the turn. They got a 4. No play. We got a 10. Okay, we can work with that. We're going to end turn. This is like blackjack in a way. We have a 17. I'm going to take the 20. And we automatically stand, of course. Let's see if they can reach the 20. They did reach the 20, which means the set is tied with no winner. All right. We got a 9 on the first play. The second play, they got a 9. Turn 2, we got a 14. They got a 12. We got a 23, which automatically busts us. And we end the turn, and they won the set. We got a 10 on the first play. It may go up to 10, I think. Goes from 1 to 10. They got a 17. We're going to play a 2 and a stand. They got a 13, a 15, and a 20. So they won. They won. They beat us. We lost 50 credits, and we learned how to play the game. I'm not going to play the best card player. I'm just going to lose. All right, so we got a couple people in here. We have a citizen who's just a citizen. We have a Sorna, a noble, two more citizens, it looks like. All right, what do we got over here? I'm just trying to see all the names of people. Oh, what's in here? Oh, we've got some dancers in here and a man who's staring at me named Jurgen.
No hard feelings, my good man, but I can't really talk with you right now. It's difficult enough to draw the interest of the ladies in this establishment as it is. Surely you understand what I'm talking about. I'd guess you've experienced many lonely evenings, something I'm hoping to avoid tonight.
No, Jurgen, I haven't had that problem, but... I'm sorry you have. That's no fun. So there's some Twi'lek dancers. We're just going to kind of ignore them. They're not really all that important right now. What is your name? Oh, these are just a bunch of terrorist citizens, no-name peoples. Are you harassing her? No. What do we got in here? A dual spectator. Okay, so we got a dueling arena. All right, let's talk to Sarna, as we passed her earlier. Let's give her a talk.
Hi there. I haven't seen you around before. Of course, they don't give us Sith officers from the military base much time off.
You're from the military base? You don't look like one of the Sith.
I'm off duty right now, so I'm not in uniform. My name is Sarna, junior officer, first class with the Sith Occupation Force.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sarna. My name is Kylie Kane.
I'm actually a little surprised you're talking to me at all. Most of the people here on Taris can't stand us, Sith. It can make this job pretty lonely.
Well, you know, you're just doing your job, right? I can't hold that against you.
Save a sympathetic best friend act. Nice. But I don't want to fill out a bunch of paperwork on my day off, so let's just pretend this conversation never happened. Now move along.
Wow, so I tried to persuade her. I tried to use a persuade speech there, and she just did not buy it at all.
What?
Let's see if we can talk to this noble.
Can't you tell from my clothing that I'm of the nobility? Get away from me. I can't be seen talking with a common rabble. It wouldn't be proper for a man of my standing.
Okay, so the noble has nothing for me to say. All right, is there any other rooms here, or was it just the battle room? All right, we got a waiter. Oh, it looks like this is the Pazak room. It looks like there's some Sith patrons in here. Okay, that's cool. Is there anything I can gain from here? Let's go check it.
I can't believe we couldn't get arena tickets for this match. Now we'll have to watch the duel on the view screen.
Who cares? It's Duncan and Gurlon fighting. It's not like we're gonna miss anything good.
Shh, they're about to start, so quit complaining and just watch the view screen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're watching an arena battle.
Call your attention to the dueling ring. Here, two combatants will battle for your viewing and gambling enjoyment. Now, I hope all your bets are down because we're ready to roll. In this corner, I give you Gurlon Two-Finger. And over here, looking to climb the ranks yet again, is the ever-persistent Deadeye Duncan.
I wonder if this is a to-the-death arena or not. Two men step up to the middle. Uh-oh, Duncan dropped his gun and immediately gets shot by Two Fingers.
What is great surprise, Deadeye is down again. Don't worry, folks. He's just unconscious. As usual, our medics will have him up and about in a bit. Well, that was quick, wasn't it? So I give you the winner, Gurlon Two Fingers.
Well, Gurlon just shot Duncan, just like, bam, and Duncan went down. They're going to save him. That was pretty good. Okay, so can we join the run? Can I talk to Duncan?
What are you looking at, fresh meat? You want a piece of me? You want to step in the dueling chambers with me?
Dueling chambers?
You know, the dueling chambers. Two people in combat, loser gets carried out unconscious on a stretcher. It's the only reason people come into this part of the cantina. Look, I'm the number 5 ranked duelist around here. I don't have time to explain all this. Go talk to the duel organizer if you're interested. He's that hut over there in the corner.
Just curious. You're number 5 ranked duelist. How many duelists are there?
5. But it's an elite group, okay? It's not like just anyone can step into the dueling chamber. Well, actually, anyone can. But not many do.
He's 5 out of 5. All right,
yeah,
goodbye,
that's
Duncan.
That's right. Back off. You know better than the challenge Deadeye Duncan. I will mess you up.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Just for shits and grins, I got to go fight Duncan. What the hell is this? There's a first aid thing here. Ooh, a med pack. Nice. All right, so we got a med pack. Let's give it a shot. Are we going to do it? Let's do it. We're going to fight in the dueling arena. I'm sorry, human. The betting window is closed. No more fights now. People are sick of seeing the same duelists over and over again. My name is Azure.
already.
I organize all the duels here. We need a new face in the dueling game, human. Maybe you want to step into the duel ring? It can be a highly profitable venture. Okay, well, we talked to the hut that's sitting in the quote-unquote corner. It's actually the side of the room. But, yeah, I might be interested. What's in it for me? He says, I can arrange for you a fight in the duel ring if you win. If you win, you get the standard contract, 10% of all wagers. Don't worry, nobody dies in the duel ring anymore. Death matches are illegal now. Most fighters in the duel ring use vibroblades or stun stick because the ring's pretty small. But a few of the duelists use blasters. Use whatever you prefer.
Okay. Vibroblades and blasters? And nobody ever dies. How come I get the feeling you're trying to take us for a ride?
The duel ring has energy suppressor fields that make sure no one dies. Weapons are limited, so they hurt, but don't kill. And we've got a medic droid in case of serious injuries. Are you interested?
Now, bear in mind, I am speaking for the characters in a translator sort of sense, just like I did in the last episode. I'm going to attempt to persuade him for more than 10%. He says,
you are joking, right? If I pay you more, then everyone wants more. No, you get the same as all the others. 10%. That's my final offer.
All right, yeah, I'll do it. Let's go.
He goes, good, good, good. New blood for the ring. But you'll need a nickname like Ice or Deadeye or Twitch. Good nicknames make people bet more. What's a good nickname for you? He says, you're an off-worlder. You're new here. People won't recognize you. I know. I'll call you the Mysterious Stranger.
Yeah, I like it. Let's go with that.
He goes, the Mysterious Stranger is a perfect name for you. You've got no past, no history. It makes you seem like you have some big, dark secret. People like that. Makes them bet more.
This is for the best. We could use those credits from these duels, but using your real name is too risky. The Sith might have come across a crew manifest back on the Endar Spire.
The hut then says,
you're ready for a duel now? You want to step into the ring right away? I'll set you up with Deadeye Duncan to start. I'll tell you the rules when you're ready.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
He goes, yes! You fight, and people bet, and I make money! It's all good. Only one rule. Nobody dies. Your opponent goes down, you don't finish them off. Death matches are illegal. Now.
He says, you're new at this, so I'll start you off easy.
You get to fight Deadeye Duncan. Are you ready to get in the ring now?
I already said yes, so let me in the ring, Hut.
Ladies and gentlemen, draw your eyes to the center ring. We have a very special presentation in store for you. You've seen him lose night after night after night, but this time he's after fresh meat. In this corner, I give you Deadeye Duncan. And in the other corner, a relative newcomer to the Taris dueling scene, emerging from the shadows with no history, no past, and no name, the Mysterious Stranger!
All right, we got a journal entry added and are immediately in the battle with Deadeye Duncan. We're going to turn to Deadeye Duncan and take a look at this man. All right, so what we're going to start off with is a flurry. Let's start off with a flurry. Move into an attack. Move then into a power attack, followed by a critical strike. We're going to start the battle right now. All right, we began, and 14 damage takes Deadeye Duncan out.
The fight is over! The mysterious stranger has won! But really, are any of us surprised? Deadeye losing isn't news. You have to do better than that to impress us, stranger.
Okay, okay. We'll do better than that next time. All right, we finished that match and obtained 55 experience points for it. Let's talk to Deadeye Duncan and see how he feels about the match.
What do you want? Oh, let me guess. You beat me in the dueling ring and now you're going to rub it in my face. Yeah, well, I'm used to it. So pardon me if I ignore your gloating.
Wow, you sure have a bad attitude.
Gee, I wonder why. Couldn't have anything to do with being the worst duelist on Terrace, could it? Even a rookie like you got the better of me. Look, I admit it, you're better than me. Everyone's better than me. Blindfolded one-legged tack with a rusty knife could probably beat me, okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? You satisfied yet? Are you happy now that you've taken the last shred of dignity I have?
No. I'll just be going now.
Oh, well, okay. Goodbye, then.
I didn't know that he would get real pissy at me. That was weird, but okay. Let's talk to Azure, the Hutt. He says, good fight, good fight. People like you, mysterious stranger. They bet a lot when you fight. This makes me happy and rich. I always pay my debt. You won, so you get paid. 10% of the purse, that was the deal. Here's your credits. You come see me when you're ready to fight again. All right, we have chained 100 credits for this fight, which is not a whole lot, but it does put us at 227. Let's move into round two, because this apparently is the fighting game, is the fighting episode. We fight in the cantina. He says, ah, mysterious stranger, I knew you'd be back. They all come back. He says, you fought well last time. People like you, stranger. They bet a lot on your fights. You'll bet more on your next fight. You get 10%, as always. He then says, you want to step in the ring now? Are you ready to prove yourself against the best duelists on Terrace? There's only 5 duelists, but yeah, I'm ready for the duel. He says, you've handled Duncan pretty well. I think you're ready to fight Gerlon Two Fingers. Remember, Gerlon uses blasters in the ring sometime. You ready to step into the arena? Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, draw your eyes to the center ring. We have a very special presentation in store for you. In this corner, one of the greats, a man so tough, even a disfiguring injury couldn't end his career. I give you Gerlon Two Fingers. And in the other corner, a relative newcomer to the Terrace dueling scene, emerging from the shadows with no history, no past, and no name, the mysterious stranger.
And the battle's about again against Gerlon Two Fingers. Let's do... No, I didn't mean to do that. All right, let's go in on Gerlon. We'll start with a power attack this time. And do a critical strike. And then finish this up with attacks. He's trying to use blasters against me. We missed our first strike. He hit us with the second one. We did 7 damage on the next hit. He tried to hit us with a flurry and missed. We did 16 damage with our second strike. We're now doing an attack and did 8 damage on the third strike.
It's over! The fight is over! The mysterious stranger has won!
And we won.
Losing to a rookie. Is this a sign that his injuries have finally caught up with him? Or is the mysterious stranger for real? Only time will tell.
Okay, well, there we go. Only time will tell. All right, we've received 80 experience points there. Let's talk to Gerlon and see how he feels about this. I think all of the duelists are in here. There's one, two, Marl, who are you? Ice. Yeah, I think all the duelists are in the room with me. All right, Gerlon, let's talk to you.
You beat me fair and square, stranger. But if I still had the use of my fingers, you wouldn't have won. Back before my injury, I would have mopped the ring up with you.
Oh, wow, he doesn't have a lot to say, other than just angry. All right, let's talk. Less talk, more action. Let's use a med pack on ourselves to heal ourselves and go into Azure to see for about the next fight. Note to self, this voice is killing me. It's okay. He says, he said the same thing he said last time where he says, good fight, good fight. He pays us the debts. He paid us 200 credits and let's go back in. He says, you want to set up a new fight? The ring is in your blood now, like a virus. You want to hear the cheers of the crowd? You need the rush of battle? You need to fight again. You want to step into the ring now? Are you ready to prove yourself? I am. He says, I think you're ready to go up against Ice, human. She's tough, but so are you. There'll be a lot of action on this fight. A huge purse. You ready? I'll do it. So I am going to be skipping.
Ladies and gentlemen, draw your eyes to the center ring. We have a very special presentation in store for you. Over in this corner, a woman with steel on her bones and ice water in her veins. She's cold and quick as death itself. You know her. You love her. Ice. And in the other corner, a rising star taking that first step into the big leagues. I give you the mysterious stranger.
So one thing I will say is that I will be skipping like dialogue that repeats itself, or like when it comes to alien dialogue, if the I've already read the sentence out loud or voice acted it translation, I will be skipping the remaining bits of that dialogue to move on to the next bit. I will try to read it fast enough where that's not a problem. But we have a fight ahead of us with Ice, so let's get in there and begin our fight. He shot us for 6 damage, but we immediately got in the fight. And we're in the fight now, and we have done 0 damage to Ice. We did 9 damage to Ice right there. She's actually pretty strong. So what we're going to do is we're going to pause it really fast and go for a flurry. Which did 13 damage on a miss, actually, which took her down to about half health. We'll do another flurry. She then heals with a med pack. We missed with both attacks of that flurry. We're going to do a power attack now. We missed with the power attack. This must mean her ability is pretty large. We're going to go for a critical strike to really expand that crit range. We have missed. That's okay. We're going to hit with a med pack and... Okay, we are actually still in the fight. We're going to get back in there with 2 critical strikes. 1 critical strike hit. And she beat us! We're not high enough yet.
The mysterious stranger is down! Ice wins! Once again, the Queen of Bean has dispatched her opponent in the ring. Hard luck, stranger, but Ice is tough. She never goes down easy.
That was fun. It was really fun, but I think that kind of shows where my level's at, because every time I've done this in the past, I pretty much breeze through it, and that's okay. So we're going to use a med pack on ourselves, use 2 of them. All right, and we're going to talk to Ice really quickly.
What do you want? Wait, let me get wrong. Just because we're both duelists doesn't mean we're suddenly friends. So give me some space, stranger. I've got nothing more to say to you.
Okay, so she's got a whole lot of nothing to say to us, and that's okay. All right, since there's not a whole lot else to do in the cantina, which is weird because I thought there would be. Oh, wait, there's someone standing near the door. Bindek Starkiller? Who are you?
Leave me alone. I'm not giving out any auto prints to my fans today.
Auto prints? What are you talking about?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Bindek Starkiller, the most famous blaster slinger on Taurus. Over 100 duels without a loss. Every one of them a death match.
Okay, but how do you... Why don't you hang out with the other duelists?
I'm retired now. Once death matches became illegal, I just got bored with the game. I got no interest in using stun blasters. There was nobody left to challenge me anyway. I've seen you in the dueling ring, but you haven't impressed me. Now, if you could beat all these other pretenders, that might get my attention.
Okay, I'll be going now.
Off with you then. I'm done with this conversation anyway.
All right, so we're going to leave for now. Because I'm thinking what we'll do is we'll go do more of Terrace and then come back here to kind of figure out what's going on with that sort of situation. Maybe get a few levels under our belt, maybe kind of figure out what's going on. But right now, we need to figure out how to get to the Undercity. Because remember, that was our main goal, if you remember correctly. Let's go look at our thing here. We got the dual ring, we got Pazak rules, those are cool. We're needing to look for a Holden, right? So we're looking for Holden. We found the rapid transit system, which is pretty cool. We found, of course, Karth, Ratghoul Serum we need to do, purchasing a droid, and the search for Bastila, which is just all of Terrace. So, I remember something being said about the Undercity, so let's see if we can't find our way to the Undercity. Now, let's go Upper City North. And we're just walking around the city right now, looking for any sort of benefit or goal what we can do. We now have 400 gold, 400 credits. I wonder if this will allow us to really purchase anything for our crew. I don't know. We really haven't found anything really better than this prototype Vibroblade. Wow. Or the long blaster here, these blasters for our characters here.
Yes.
Who are you? Yo, you're a citizen. Hello, citizen.
Out of our way, citizen.
I talked to a Sith trooper.
Stand aside if you know what's good for you.
Okay. I'll stand aside. I'm standing aside. We're continuing to walk. Let's go talk to the guard we saw yesterday at the standing at the Undercity entrance and see if maybe he'll give us a clue on how to get past him. Let's talk to him.
This elevator is off limits. Only Sith patrols and those with proper authorization are allowed into the lower city. It's obvious from the way you're dressed that you're not one of the Sith patrols. So unless you have the authorization papers, you must move along.
Okay. Well, where can I get authorization papers?
If you were supposed to have them, you'd know where to get them. Now quit wasting my time and move along.
Okay. Can I ask you some questions then?
I'm not here to give you information. I work for the Sith, not the Taurus Taurus Board. Now just move along, unless you have the proper authorization papers.
Now, I'm curious if I step around the corner and put on the Sith armor, will that grant me what he's looking for? I am now wearing Sith armor. Let's see if it grants me what he's looking for.
This elevator is off limits. Only Sith patrols and those with proper authorization are allowed into the lower city. It's obvious from the way you're dressed that you're not one of the Sith patrols. So unless you have the authorization papers, you must move along.
Okay, well, I'll be going now.
We're gonna need some kind of disguise if we want to get past this guy.
It says you'll need both uniforms for Karth and yourself to get into Lower City. All right, so we need to figure out where to get a second set of Sith armor. Okay. All right, so we've got one set. That's fine, but we need a second set. Okay, that's interesting. Where the hell am I going to get a second set of Sith armor? Maybe the Sith girl inside the... Yeah, maybe the Sith woman inside the cantina might have a second set of Sith armor. And then we can use that Sith armor to make our way to the Undercity. That's a good idea. Let's go to the South Upper City. And we're going to go back towards the cantina. We're also going to stop by the shop on the way there, the Emporium, and see if maybe he might have something for us, because that might be useful as well. Because what I'm thinking out loud here is maybe I can, like, come up with something, maybe talk to somebody, maybe see someone who might have the knowledge that we're looking for Sith uniforms. Hello, Kebla Yurt, who is the person doing the thing.
Welcome to the Equipment Emporium. Finest selection of supplies in all of Terrace. You interested in seeing what I have in stock?
I am. Let me see what you got for sale.
Because of the Sith quarantine.
So we've already seen that information there. So what we can do and what I want to do is I want to kind of upgrade my weapons a little bit. Let me look here. And I want to grab, not weapons, I want to upgrade my battle armor, which will definitely help me quite a bit. There's a Bonden armor. That's useful. This is a max dexterity of 4. I'm assuming that's a pretty decent. Max dexterity of 7. 7 versus a combat suit. 5. 6 in a military suit, but a military suit's also medium. Why would I not just go with the medium for 250? We'll buy one of those. Yep. And we'll buy a military suit. Well, I don't remember if Karth can use military suits, but we'll grab one for Karth as well. Yeah, we'll grab one of the military suit for Karth. And there we go. So we've lost all our money. And let's go and equip our characters with some stuff. That puts our AC at 19, which is definitely an improvement. And we can definitely put the combat suit on to Karth and put him up at 19 as well. I think that's not a bad idea. He's still weak on damage.
What?
But that's not bad at all. Light battle armor is equipped on me, which puts me in a 19 and him in a 19. So that is not bad at all. No Sith armor, though. And I do kind of want to sell some of my stuff. Do I really? Not particularly, honestly. We do want to figure out a way to beat ice, though, because that's going to be important. But I think having a higher AC, because I just jumped, 5 points of AC? I think that's really going to be the secret behind defeating ice and obtaining a little bit more money. Let's talk to Sarna again.
Back again? Didn't I make myself clear enough? The senior Sith officers don't like us fraternizing with the locals. Besides, I don't need you lecturing me for my career choice.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to judge you.
It's okay. I might have overreacted a bit. But can you blame me? Everywhere I look, I see one of you Teresians glaring at me with hate in your eyes.
I'm not actually from Terrace. I'm just stuck here until the quarantine ends.
You're an off-worlder. I figured you'd be even more angry being stuck on a foreign planet and all.
Well, hey, we're both strangers on Terrace. We have to stick together, right?
Save the sympathetic best friend.
Damn it!
I'm not buying it. But I don't want to fill out a bunch of paperwork on my day off, so let's just pretend this conversation never happened. Now move along!
Okay, so persuading her is just not going to work, but let's try one more time.
Back again? Didn't I make myself clear enough? The senior Sith officers don't like us fraternizing with the locals. Besides, I don't need you lecturing me for my career choice.
Look, I'm not... You seem pretty touchy about this. No. Look, I'm not trying to judge... Actually, no, I will go. You seem pretty touchy about this. Maybe you feel guilty about what you do.
Don't try to analyze me. I'm just doing my job. Same as any other soldier in any other army. Besides, I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't think we have much else to say to each other. Let's just keep this civil and go our separate ways, okay?
Okay, so that went poorly. Let's try one more time. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to judge you.
It's okay.
All right, so I'm going to say I'm not here from Terrace. I'm just stuck here until the quarantine ends.
You're an off-worlder.
And then I'm going to say being stuck on Terrace isn't so bad. But the locals aren't much fun.
You know, it's like everyone on this backwater planet is in a permanent bad mood. Don't they know we have to make the best of things?
You've got a pretty positive attitude.
Exactly. It's all about attitude. I didn't ask to be assigned to this backwater planet, but I try to make the best of it. It's pretty easy to get depressed on an assignment like this, but we do what we can to keep our spirits up.
I've got two options here. I could say you need to blow off steam once in a while, or it could be tough being stationed on a hostile world. I'm going to say you need to blow off steam once in a while.
That's true. It's nice to meet someone who understands what I'm going through. It's good to talk about this stuff. It gets pretty lonely up at the military base. I have to get going soon. I've got a shift at the military base, but some of us junior Sith officers are having a party tonight to blow off some steam. I'd really like to see you again. Why don't you drop by the party? I'll show you where it is on your map.
Sounds good. I'll be there.
Don't be late. We're starting right after our shifts end. Most of us won't even be going back to the base to lock up our uniforms. I look forward to seeing you there.
And there is my entrance in. I just had to be strangely and creepily persistent. I don't like that. But, hey, we're in. Let's go defeat ICE really quickly and see if we can, with our better abilities now, slightly abilities. How much? What is it my? Oh, my goodness. That is awful. I feel bad now, and I don't like it. What do I need to get to my next experience level? More than what this will give me. I was hoping if I got another experience level, it would give me more HP. I can probably beat ICE now, which will grant me more money. Probably somewhere in a range of 400 credits. Let's give ICE another try. Give me a rematch. All right, so we got the rematch with ICE.
A woman with steel on her bones and ice water in her veins. She's cold and quick as death. And in the other corner, all right,
so here we go. We're fighting her. Let's, you know what? No grenades. We're just going to start with an attack and a flurry. Yeah. Ooh, 11 damage to her immediately. All right, we missed on our flurry, but that's going to take our ability down. 25 damage to her. She definitely did a hit to us, so we've got to worry about that. We did 18, healed 18. Let's go for a power attack and see if we can finish this right now. That's a miss. That's another miss. That's a miss on her behalf. That's a miss on our behalf. We're going to try to heal again. All right. We only need one more hit to win. We're so close to winning, and that was a victory. We finally defeated ICE. It took too many.
The fight is over. The mysterious stranger has won. ICE is knocked out cold. Looks like we have a rising star in the mysterious stranger, folks. But how high can this star soar? You'll just have to watch and see.
Okay, we beat ICE. Yes. That was hard. That was actually a difficult fight, so we might want to save. That was 105 experience. Not great. Let's talk to ICE real quick before we collect our funds.
I've never been one to shy away from the cold, hard truth, so I'll just come right out and say it. I can't compete with the likes of you, stranger. I know when I'm overmatched. You're good. Very good. But you're wrong if you think that means I'm suddenly going to warm up to you. Truth is, I really don't have anything more to say. So you might as well move on.
Okay. All right. I'll move on. I'm going to get my payment, and then we'll go deal with the Sith party. Okay, so he just says he's going to pay us, and we obtained 300 credits. Not bad. All right, so now let's go and deal with that Sith party. All right, there we go. Oh, wait. Should I check the med pack VAT before I leave? Let me check the med pack VAT really quickly, because I think there's only two more fighters there, just to see if there's any more first aid here, because I don't know if this gets restocked. It does. It gets restocked with one, which gives us back up to 9. Okay. So now let's leave the place here, and we're going to go to the Sith party. It's going to be fun. I am not very good at Pazok. It's like blackjack, except I'm terrible at it. And I'm terrible at blackjack too, let's be real. But I remember when I was playing, I've got to look for, see where this Sith party's at, by the way. Invited to a party. It is in an apartment in the North Upper City, and I am currently in the South Upper City. So we're going to head over there. But it reminds me of the game I was playing in Mass Effect, and it's very similar to like that game. And I was pretty good at that game, but I find, for whatever reason, that it just seems to be more difficult in this game in particular for some reason. What is this? This is a note to apartments, Upper City Cantina, Clinic, and Upper City is over there. Okay. Sorry, I'm having to orient myself, which is very weird. I'm not used to having to reorient myself using these maps. But it might be a good idea to reorient myself. We have 300 gold or credits on us. It's not gold in Star Wars. It's credits. All right, let's go see this Sith party. So the apartment should, if I remember correctly, be directly across from us. And yes, there is a quest marker there. So let's head over there. Oh, there's the drunk men are just standing by over here. What the hell? They're just standing here being very drunk. Are they okay? They are. I think they're okay. I don't know. They're just standing there waving at me. It's a little weird. We won't discuss what drunk people do on their own time. It's their business, not mine. I'm just going to say that right now. All right, we are in the apartment building, and let's see if we can't find this Sith party. There is no Sith party here. We've passed checkpoint one. I say checkpoint one, room one. There is no Sith party here. What is this? Serena's apartment, Upper City, Largo's apartment. Oh, we already saved Largo. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Is this the party? No, but there are remains on the floor. What the hell? I left remains on the floor? Apparently I did. We will take all of that. Was there anything in this footlocker? Was that a Sith? That may have been a Sith that I killed earlier. This may be the apartment where I fought the Sith in for that quote-unquote innocent man. Oh, I found the Sith.
Hey, you made it. I was beginning to wonder if you were going to show. The party's in full swing. Come on in. You have to try this Teresian ale. It's fantastic. We should have conquered this planet ages ago.
Careful, Sana. That wine's got quite the kick. A couple more bottles and we'll all be passed out on the floor.
Who cares? We're not on duty tomorrow. Let's live a little. Come on, drink up.
Okay, so everybody is getting very drunk right now. And everybody passed out, except for me, because I didn't drink. Yeah, everybody is very much passed out. So let's check out these footlockers and see what's inside. We have an empty footlocker and a bag in the middle of the floor. A Sith backpack with Sith armor. Peace out, Flower Scouts. You guys ain't worth my time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. I got what I'm looking for. Bye-bye now. That's awesome. All we had to do was get them drunk, and we stole their armor. Does that make us light side or dark side? I don't know. I have no idea. But we did it. We got the armor, which means we can begin our trek down to the Undercity. So, that's actually really awesome. I didn't expect that to go so smoothly. I thought that would be like much bigger of a quest thing. And no, it was just watch them get drunk and steal all their stuff. All right, so let's equip the Sith battle armor for both me and Karth. Hello? Can I not equip it? Oh, I can't equip it. I'm just dumb. All right, me and Karth are inside our Sith armor. We hear the preacher man doing his preacher thing. And let's talk to the Sith guard.
Another patrol heading down to the lower city, eh? Well, good luck. I've heard it's pretty rough down there. There's a big swoop gang war going on, you know. You better watch yourself. Those gangs will take a shot at anyone, even us. It's too bad we don't have the manpower just to sweep those slums clean.
All right, we gained 350 experience for that. So we're going to take the elevator down. We also received 50 experience points for opening the elevator, apparently. That's cool. All right, so now that we're down here, let's put our normal armor back on. I think that'll be a better idea. I'm going to take my light battle armor, and Karth can have his combat suit, or military suit, I think is what I went with. Military suit.
What?
Uh-oh. We walked into what looks to be a gang war. All right, so we have two groups battling each other in the middle of the streets. Says the Beks are nothing but bantha fodder. The Fulkars are the strongest. Okay. This Rodian says, "We'll teach you who's the strongest." And the frickin' Vulkers just kill these Becks off like they're candy. Holy shit. I have never seen a group die so quickly, except by my own blade. Okay, so the Vulkers go, "More strangers." And it looks like we're going to be, they're called Black Vulkers. We're going to toss a frag grenade into the group and begin attack. One dead. That's 100 experience on the first one. Second one dead. Another 100 experience. And it looks like the third one is ran away. We're going to take the credits and stuff off the bodies here and figure out what the hell is going on. Vulker shock stick is what we get from that. And there's apparently a Twi'lek corpse down here. Let's go check, see if we can't identify this corpse here. It just had two med packs on it.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Two more Vulkers standing at the end of a hallway that I accidentally triggered. I don't know if I have to fight them right now or not. Well, because the Vulkers were already attacking me, does that make them our enemy? I don't know. Let's see if we can open this door in front of us. And this takes us to the lower city apartments. Let's check out those apartments, see what they're all about. All right, so these apartments are really slum-like, like really bad. And I can see a sentry droid just standing in the middle of the hallway. What's our 6-to-1 that this sentry droid is bad guy? Probably pretty bad. Let's go talk to it. Uh-oh, we have a group of Black Vulkers just running around. We're going to ignore them at the moment. I will be repairing... Oh, we can repair this droid. Hell yeah, let's repair the droid. And then let's do... we're going to optimize the weaponry and droid's weapon system. And then let's engage the droid in patrol mode. All right, we gained 150 experience. And the droid is walking around. Oh, shit! And the droid's actually fighting for me! Hell yeah! As we take out these enemies pretty handily. 50 experience, 100 experience, 100 experience. While these poor citizens are like, "Oh no, what's going on?" Are there any remains here? No, but the droid is just doing its damn job. And that's all we can ask for! Good droid buddy. Yeah, that's a good droid buddy. We always, always salute our droid-like buddies, who's now apparently fighting more people and apparently got destroyed somewhere along the way. It looks like a Black Vulkers inside a area where we just, like, blew it half up. Both of them died, 100 experience apiece. A Vulkar Enforcer is now attacking us. And it's dead. Vulker Gang Boss is now on top of us. We're going to do a med pack because that's important. As my buddy ends up shooting at him. As Karth ends up shooting at him. And then we do 5 more damage. And can we level up in the middle of combat? We definitely can. Let's level up and get our attribute up. What? All right. So I think because I'm going to go... I think we're just going to go 1 in strength, I think, is the play here. Because I can't really go over dex modifier of 2. So let's go with 1 in strength. What does it recommend me do? I think that's it too. And let's check our skills. We have 3 skill points, of course, as we do. Let's do 1 in treat. Actually, let's see what the recommended says. The recommended says computer use and demolitions. Let's put 1 in treat injury to grant better healing. And then accept, which also grants us the following feats. Implant level 2 and uncanny dodge 1. All right, and now we're back to fighting. Again, leveling up in the middle of combat is definitely a weird thing to do, but we definitely did it, and that was a 350 experience kill. Very nice. All right, we got a frag grenade, advanced med pack, and an adrenal stimulation stamina. Let's grab what we can grab off this guy. A heavy blaster, 32 credits, an energy shield, and a shock stick. Nice. Can I equip energy shields? Maybe. I definitely can. We'll equip one of those. Let's check the shock stick here. The shock stick is a 2 to 5. All right, that's fine. And let's check Karth real quick, see if this blaster is better than what he has. It looks like it might be. It is a 2 to 3 to 9 or 3 to 10 at +4. That ain't bad. So that'll definitely grant him a better damage rating setup.
So, ready?
Yes.
Ooh, supplies. Supplies. Surprise? Supplies. Let's open the supplies up, and it gives us 2 med packs. Could I be sad that it was just med packs? Probably not. All right, so let's continue our walkabout. I don't know if we've come across any doors I can't enter yet. Let's just open this door and see what's inside. He says, "This is black Volker turf! You'll pay for this!" It's a Rodian, by the way. Okay, so he's a black Volker scout. And there's a bunch of things around the room that I don't quite understand. Lupa. Desk. Photo. Linda. Lupa. I don't understand that. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to throw a frag grenade at him. I'm going to throw a second frag grenade at him. All right. Let's find out what all this stuff is here. Warning. Access is restricted to authorized users only. Please activate the holograms in the proper order to confirm authorization. Was a proper order? Further attempts at unauthorized entry will result in the detonation of the patented Holosec Corp anti-theft explosive. Okay, what? So is there a way to get around this? Let's check the desk here in front of us and see if it's got anything. The Twisted Rancor Trio was in the container. Well, let's go take a look at that. Where the heck is that at? Twisted Rancor Trio. It is a Guts and Glory, the chronicle of the amazing story of the Twisted Rancor Trio. The origins of what would eventually become the most famous band in the galaxy are surprisingly humble. The brains behind the group, manager Gilthos Okreus, Gilthos, founded the trio to earn a date with a younger singer named Alinda. Ploy Lurked worked because Alinda became the first band member. So Alinda, Gilthos scrambled to find musicians to back her and signed a fifth named Uja to be the lead musician. So Uja is second. Then Uji completed the trio. The band was struggling at first. Alinda was a fantastic singer, but Uja was not that much of a musician. When threatened to quit, Gilthos fired Uja and signed another bith named Lupa. Of course, this didn't go over well with Utha's brother, so Uji quit. Fortunately, Lupa knew another musician named Photo, who replaced Uji. Led by Alinda singing, the second incarnation of the Twisted Rancor Trio became quite as popular in the world, Homeworld Terrace, eventually attracting the attention of local legitimate businessman Davik Kang. Davik asked Gilthos to bring the group in for a command of performance. Gilthos agreed, realizing this could be the band's big break. Unfortunately, Alinda had heard certain unsubstantiated rumors about Davik Kang and his connections to the exchange. Fearing for her life, she refused to go to his estate to perform. Many felt that without Alinda singing, the band would crumble, but Gilthos came up with a brilliant plan to save the group by hiring Alinda's sister, Ashana, as the new lead singer of the band on the eve of their scheduled appearance at Davik's estate. Gilthos knew there would be risk. So founded on Guts and Glory. So I'm going to bet, and we are going to do a save before we do anything here. All right, so Lupa and Frodo are not last, okay? We know Uja was second. We know Alinda was first. Okay, Ashana was last. Photo was last. Uji was third. So Uja. Then Uji. Then, if I'm not mistaken, Lupa replaced one of the Biths. Then Photo replaced another Bith. Replaced Uja. And then finally, I'm going to bet, if I were a betting man, I think Arth, let me... Karth, Karth, baby, let me... There we go, Ashani. Finally, Ashani. And the box is open. The box is open. We received 110 points. And we solved the puzzle. That was a legitimate puzzle. I dig it. We're going to check the security crate now. And it gives us 50 credits and a Kenny fiber armor. Ooh. Let's check that out. Fiber armor has a 5 dexterity, but is also an upgradable armor. That'll put us down to 17 versus the 17 versus the light battle armor, but grant us a higher bonus as well. So we may keep that on hand for its bonus, with it being a light armor as well. Once we get to up some upgradable stuff, we'll take a look at that. That was cool. I dig that. I dig puzzles like that. Puzzles like that really. You know, that kind of strikes my imagination quite well. I love sort of puzzles like that that have this, like, thing to them, right? All right, so we got a low security door. So let's open up the security door.
It's open, Kipuna.
Okay. This guy says, hey, you can't come in here. This is a private apartment. And he says, what are you doing in here? This place looks abandoned. None of your business. Turn around! Go back the way you came! If you know what's good for you! Are you in some sort of trouble? Do you want to talk about it? He says, it's not something you want to get mixed up in. Look, do yourself a favor and just leave me alone. Don't get upset. I'll go now. He says, good, get out of here. Stay out of my apartment and my business. Okay, well, we're still going to rob you. Just letting you know. Maybe. If it lets us rob him. Will it let us rob him? It let us rob him. Nice. His name is Motric. May be useful in the future. We found a standard door, which leads to the lower city. We're not going to go on that. And then we found one more apartment door. Let's find out what's behind door number 2. It's a Black Vulker. Of course it's a Black Vulker. Let's attack the Black Vulker with prejudice. Okay, well, I attacked the Black Vulker with prejudice, and the Black Vulker died with prejudice. Okay. I don't know how to feel about all that, but that's the lower city apartments. We met Matrick, so he may be useful later, and I think next level up I may level up persuasion a little bit, which will help, I think, in those roles. So we know there's Vulkers on the other side. Because we're already in battle with the Vulkers, I think I'm just going to attack them now because they've already shown themselves to be bad guys, right? They are the bad guys, right? There is no ifs, ands, or buts about them. So we're just going to toss a frag grenade down the hall. That one took 20 damage. Karth is now attacking with his weapons. 150 experience on one Vulker. The second Vulker is running towards Karth, apparently. And Karth handled himself. Good job, Karth. Get items. We got a frag grenade. Yay! Karth, what are you doing? Sorry, Karth was really blocking my way. The base to the Vulkar is locked, so we can't even get in there. But I'm going to bet, if I were a betting man, I'm going to say the Vulkars are definitely the bad guys here. Now, is Davik a part of the Vulkars, or is Davik a part of the Hidden Bex? Now, I'm going to bet that this is going to push me in a direction towards either siding with the Bex or siding with the Scouts. Wait, there's a Hidden Bex Scout standing here. Let's find out what he says. He says nothing. All right, and we have a door here. A bouncer standing outside. Oh, it's another cantina. Oh, I'm so interested. Can I go in? He's like, leave your attitude at the door. Well, I think we'll go in next episode. This has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed this so far, and I hope you have enjoyed through all the weirdness, through all the fights, through everything. You've enjoyed the show so far. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, please follow me on all of the social media platforms and that are listed in the doobly-doo down below, and keep listening. You can also find all early access episodes on the Patreon live at patreon.com/KylieKane. Also, tell other people about it. Tell other people about me. I want to hear your praises. Oh, they fuel me. Otherwise, stay safe. Tell your mother you love her. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough, please. And be awesome. I'll catch you next time here at The Verse.